We will not let it happen again. Once it happened, and unfortunately that's past right now, we can't change it, but we can change the present and future. So we're going into Game 7 very confident.
Why were you so successful defensively, holding them to 67 points?
I think we played as a team. We didn't let them get second chance points. And, you know, like I said, our sixth man was our crowd tonight. They really came out and they gave us the energy, and that's what we need in order to win.
How satisfying was it the way you won, not just winning? How much does that help the psyche going into the game?
Like I said, we have an amazing team. We have guys that can play at any point of the game, and you know, they can come in from first one to the 13th guy that can play 20 minutes a game. And we came out today, everybody did their contribution, and we played good.
The logical question is, where was this last week? I mean, everybody was waiting for this. You too, probably.
You can't put anything on the past. You know, we went there, we won one game, that's what we needed. We came back with a home court now, and you know, it's everything in Game 7. Whatever happened, happened.
How exciting is that for a Game 7, Sasha? I mean, they're so rare, especially in the NBA Finals.
It's what we live for. It's, you know, tonight was the game that you said, this is it. That's the game that we live for, and that's what we want. All the pressure, everything. You're playing for the season, for the city, for organization. And Game 7, it's even more. So it's going to be probably one of the biggest moments of our lives.
Sasha, you guys also dominated Game 1 but lost Game 2. Is there something to learn there about the every game is different? This was just one game.
I just think that, you know, walking out of the Staples Center tonight, we got to put the game behind us, and all the emotions, everything that came with it. Coming into Game 7, we need to have our crowd behind us from the beginning, and we know what we are facing. We were down, now we are tied, and we're going to do everything possible to win the championship, because that's what we want.
Going into the fourth quarter, the Laker bench had outscored the Celtics 24-0. Is it accurate to say you guys fed off the energy that the starting unit created?
I don't know. You guys always look at the scoring, at the bench points and all this stuff. I just think that we played good. We played as a team, and when you play as a team, you move the ball, and you know, easy buckets come, and just easy things happen. So it doesn't matter who outscores who. A W, it's the most important thing at the end.
So last thing, how does it feel? One game for one season now.
Feels very good. Feels very good, and you gotta live for these moments. You know, only a few times in life you can get an opportunity like that, and you know, as a little kid I was dreaming about the situations like that. So now we have one game, you're playing everything, basically, for everything you have, for everything you can have, and it's going to be an exciting game.